Our own study in the Southwest Oncology Group, which we had submitted to the Journal of Clinical Oncology now for publication, and thankfully it's been accepted for publication there, is SWOG-0124. It's a randomized phase 3 trial of cisplatin irinotecan, that's the experimental arm, versus cisplatin etoposide, which has long been the SWOG standard arm. Now, this trial, the SWOG trial, was designed to validate the results of an earlier Japanese trial. This was the Japanese trial called JCOG-9511, which, as many of your listeners know, was highly touted. It was presented at ASCO and published in the New England Journal of Medicine because in that study, the experimental arm containing irinotecan improved survival as well as other efficacy parameters in Japanese patients with extensive stage small cell lung cancer. So we were really wanting to believe the results and wanted to validate it. And what we subsequently decided in SWOG was to duplicate the study, basically take the exact same treatment plan, dose modifications, eligibility criteria, and run it in a larger, more adequately powered study. You see, the Japanese trial was also underpowered because it had stopped accruing patients midway through accrual because the Data Safety Monitoring Committee noted the survival difference and asked the investigators to stop accrual. And they had a handful of patients in each arm, so it was really underpowered. And so SWOG did a study with 670 patients, this time to full power. And as we reported at ASCO, Dr. Ron Natali, my colleague, presented these results at ASCO. He described that the experimental arm in this trial with irinotecan did not improve response rate, progression-free survival, nor overall survival. So it failed to validate the Japanese experience.